So, John, thank you for agreeing to do this.
Well, you're absolutely welcome. It's my pleasure.
I have an exciting update.
Okay. I cannot wait to hear it.
Right. So Helix Mattress, they actually replied to our inquiry email.
Okay. That's great news.
And I double checked. I read the email 7 times, and I've deduced that this is not just an automatic reply. I think this is a real human being whose name I will not disclose for privacy reasons. I didn't ask them if we could talk about it. So I won't disclose their name, but I think they're a real human being. So, John, I took the liberty of replying to this email just because, and I'm sorry, I feel genuinely bad that I didn't consult you first, but I thought time was of the essence. I thought I needed to move post haste.
Okay.
So I will read their email. And then I think I'll read the email I sent to you. Excuse me. I'll read to you the email I sent to them.
Okay.
Just to get your reaction, because I want you obviously to know every decision I make, even if at times I need to move unilaterally to try and secure a sponsorship.
Okay.
Is that acceptable?
Right. That makes sense to me. Yes.
Sure. And please take notes just if there's anything you want me to change in the future.
Oh, I'm going to. Absolutely.
Okay. So this was the reply. Hi, Colin. Thanks for reaching out. Can you please share how many downloads per episode your show is getting these days? Thanks. And then they left their name, which, again, I will not disclose.
Okay.
So, John, here's what I wrote in reply. And I used their name, obviously, to start the email, which I will not read for reasons that I've already discussed. Thank you for replying to our inquiry. This is exciting. As I am sure you know, measuring downloads and engagement is far from an exact science. Knowing how many downloads there are is like actual science, or judging the merits of Russell Crowe's filmography. There seem to be few stable answers, and a consensus remains elusive. I can say this. Our most recent episode, which we released on March the 6th, 2021 at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, has received nearly downloads, and this number continues to grow. But again, with the relative instability of the tracking and measuring systems currently in place, is it possible there are more listeners to the critically acclaimed podcast, the Hop-Ons podcast, than we know? Does the episode we released just days ago have thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, tens of millions, or, and I confess I blush at even the thought of typing this, hundreds of millions of downloads? It is certainly possible. Or, on the flip side, are there far fewer downloads than we think? Is no one listening to the critically acclaimed podcast, the Hop-Ons podcast? But if that were true, how are we critically acclaimed? Who has offered us this acclaim? Is it possible that I've concocted this intricate fantasy where I download episodes of the critically acclaimed podcast, the Hop-Ons podcast, to phones, computers, and tablets, strategically placed across the world? Perhaps I am responding to myself on Twitter, using accounts I created that belong to users with the facsimile of a real life, but in truth, they are nothing more than characters I made in my imagination. All of this reminds me of the 2001 movie, A Beautiful Mind. It stars Russell Crowe. It's one of the good ones. I hope this helps. John, do you have any feedback?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it was, I don't know if it was smart to sort of go wildly conspiracy theory there at the end, Colin, but it's great. I have a feeling they are not going to sponsor us. I wish you could have asked me first, because I would have said, why don't you just send them the number?
Well, I wanted to be honest.
Okay. All right.
I've been in something of an existential quagmire since they sent this email.
Okay. All right, that's it.